Good morning. Welcome to today's Phrasal Verb video. My name is Sonia Berger and I'm chatting to you from Paarl in South Africa. We're going to look at three different phrasal verbs today. The first one is ask after. The second one is ask around. And the third one is pitch in. Let's start with ask after. Ask after means to inquire about the well-being or the health or the progress of someone or something. Sample sentence one. Whenever I see Gabriella, she asks after Paolo and you. Now it's important to notice the difference between ask about and ask after. When you ask about, you may also be interested in the welfare of someone, but you could just be interested in gaining information about that person. You could be curious about the person or wanting to pry to find out personal information without really caring. But if you ask after, there is the sense of genuine concern for someone. You ask after someone because you care. Let's look at the second sample sentence. Well-known author Neil Gaiman is reported to have said, "You don't want to ask after the health of anyone if you're a funeral director. They think maybe you're scouting for business." I just love his sense of humor. And yes, it can't be easy to be a funeral director, an undertaker. I also want you to note the grammatical construction of the pronoun following ask after. We always use the object form of the pronoun. For instance, you ask after her. She asks after you. They ask after us. So use the object form of the pronoun. And now for the third sample sentence. And this time it deals with the welfare of animals, not humans. She asked after the welfare of the tortoises in the enclosure. Sample sentence four. I've roped in a young lady to illustrate this one.
He just asked after my roommate in his text. I think he has a crush on her.
Before we step off the topic of the phrasal verb ask after, I want you to take note of the fact that not every construction combining the words ask and after is in fact a phrasal verb. Sometimes after is a conjunction. In fact, very often it is a conjunction. In this sentence, for instance, he only asked after he had gone ahead with the deal. There are two clauses. He only asked and he had gone ahead with the deal. And those two clauses are combined using the conjunction after. So in that sentence, asked after is not a phrasal verb. Let's move on to the second phrasal verb, ask around, and its cousin, ask round. Now, even though there's only an A's difference between them, they have different meanings. To ask around means to ask various people, a number of different people, in order to gather information. To ask round means to invite someone or to invite people, plural. So let's start with the first meaning, which is to ask a number of different people in order to gather information. Sample sentence one. There are many long-tail boat operators on Chu Lan Lake in Thailand. When you get to the pier, simply ask around and I'm sure you'll find someone, a boat operator, who'll take you on a trip across the lake. When you go on holiday, it's not always possible to plan everything meticulously, and in fact it might not be such a good idea, because very often you have experiences, interesting experiences, upon which you stumble because you didn't plan it, because you simply arrived, you asked around, you got some information, and you discovered amazing little places, little restaurants, and wonderful experiences. Second sample sentence. In this scenario, the young woman does not want information, but she wants newspapers for her project.
I'm running out of newspaper for my project. Do we maybe have some stash somewhere?
No, my darling, we used it all to clean the windows. But why don't you ask around the neighborhood? Maybe one of the neighbors will be able to help you.
Okay.
Sample sentence 3 takes place in a fresh produce market. Ask around and you will find fresh curry in the market.
In the market.
I wanted to buy fresh curry leaves in the Port Louis fresh produce market. I asked around and then I was referred to this amazing man. He was so friendly and he was keen to be photographed, and I really enjoyed the encounter. Now let's talk about ask round without the A, which means to invite someone. Here's a sample sentence. He asked his friends round to play Xbox.
Oh, my God!
Come on, that was so close.
That was it!
Remember that ask round is usually more informal than invite. You ask people round for beers or for drinks and snacks, but you invite them for dinner. And also, it's important to take note of the grammatical construction. The object is usually inserted between the verb and the preposition. He asked his friends round. So the phrasal verb is split by the object. In this case, the object is his friends. Our last phrasal verb, pitch in, has 3 different meanings. The first meaning is to join others in order to help with an activity. The second meaning has a similar sense, but in this case you join others to contribute part of an expense. I'll illustrate it just now. And the third meaning is to start to eat hungrily. So let's start with the first meaning, which is to join others in order to help with an activity. Sample sentence 1. My friends and I pitched in and weeded our neighbor's garden after she had fallen and broken her hip. So this meaning is clear from the sentence. They pitched in, they combined their forces, their efforts to help this neighbor. The second sample sentence, which means to combine your money and to contribute part of an expense, is we all pitched in to buy her a fantastic 21st birthday gift. So in this case, instead of buying individual smaller gifts, they all contributed part of the expense and they bought a lovely big gift. The third meaning, as I've just said, is to start to eat hungrily. Pitch in, there's more than enough pizza for an army. Before I say goodbye, let's recap. We looked at 3 different phrasal verbs today. The first one was ask after. The second one was ask around and ask round. And the last one was pitch in. I really hope the lesson was useful and that you'll remember these 3 phrasal verbs and use them correctly in the future. Goodbye.